Moncrief on News Talk.
It's a very odd phenomenon that having red hair is still seen by some people as some sort of disadvantage, or at least a reason for constant slagging. And for some, that constant teasing can have a psychological toll. In a recent interview, the singer Sophie Ellis-Bextor said her five sons, all redheads, still get it. The red-haired comic Emma Doran has a bit of experience with this. Afternoon, Emma.
Hello, how are you?
So, what age can you remember people might say had started commenting on the colour of your hair?
Well, I remember as a child early on, when I'd be out with my mother, that we would be stopped by people, older women, who would compliment me on the hair. Obviously coming from a very nice place, but it was quite awkward because obviously as an Irish person, I've no idea how to receive a compliment and I was never taught. So that was all kind of a bit strange. It wasn't until I was kind of hitting into puberty, maybe, that the slagging started, the names.
And what were the names?
Firebush, Fantapubes. Do I need to go on?
Okay, bit of a theme there.
Yes. The main issue was the hair on your head, that was big, but the hair on the rest of your body, that was prime for slagging. I remember when I was about, I think, 14 or 15, a male acquaintance of mine took me to one side and he said, obviously this is before we had, you know, ready access to the internet. He informed me that I could dye my pubic hair, like as if this might solve all your problems, Emma, because that was a major worry for me that somebody would discover. Jeez. But in the pecking order of redheads, I wasn't too bad because I have dark eyebrows, I've brown eyes, and I've dark eyelashes. So the people in school or around that had, say, you know, blonde eyebrows and blonde eyelashes, they got it harder than me. And I have to be completely honest about it. I didn't kind of stand up for them and say, hey, this is one of my brothers, leave it out. I kind of said, yeah, that fair is fair. So I immediately went to get highlights as quickly as I could. Brought out, I had money saved up, you know, coins, the whole shebang, went into Peter Marks, got highlights. I didn't even have enough for the blow dry. And I think the hairdresser, he felt so bad for me. He said, it's grand. I'll blow dry the hair for you. Now, Jerry Halliwell during Spice Girls and Ginger Spice, that did make it a bit easier. But of course, her hair wasn't natural red. It was dyed. And everyone knew that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I mean, and look at, I don't know, what's the percentage of Irish people that have red hair? It's pretty high. I don't know why we were getting so much slagging. My daughter is a redhead. So she is going to be 22 this month. And I remember when I was giving birth to her, natural birth, not to big up myself, just to keep it all factual, the midwife said to me, oh, she's a redhead as well. I wonder where she got that from. I mean, I was even getting slagged in the labour ward. Anyway, I don't think she maybe got as slagged as much. She's never dyed her hair. And I don't think she had maybe the same, you know, dislike of her natural colouring in her teen years as I did. But now I'm 40, and I'd say probably in the last decade or so, I've come full circle on the redhead. I'm embracing. And also what's interesting now is that redheads don't actually go grey. So we don't get grey hairs, we get white hairs. And it tends to be a much slower process. So I'm definitely at the stage now where I'm looking at the positives of the red hair.
Yeah, absolutely. When you started then, when you were a teenager and you started dyeing the hair, and I assume you kind of dyed it like blonde kind of rather than you went dramatically different. Did you notice a difference then? Did you think, oh, did you feel relief that it was all over your torment?
Yeah, because then, if you're a redhead, you're always a redhead. You can't, like, even if you dye it, everyone kind of knows that you're a redhead. But it gave me a little bit of comfort from a distance. Maybe you'd say, she's not a redhead. And then you get up close and you'd see the, you know, the transparent skin and the freckles. And say, oh, she looks like a bit of a redhead. But, yeah, it was a whole new world to me then with the highlights. But there was the only positive attention for being a redhead that I did get before I went on to dyeing it was, when I was a teenager and I'd be like, you know, walking down Grafton Street or whatever, American tourists would often stop me, total strangers, and ask me to get into photographs with them. That's like an Irish Colleen thing. That I don't experience that now. I don't know how, what where the shift has been. Maybe there's more redheads and it's harder to, you know, suss out a natural redhead. But yeah, I'd say it's only now in the last few years I've kind of said, no, I want to embrace my red hair as much as possible, because the other thing is that redheads, as they get older, they lose the redness.
Oh.
See, I'm only finding out all this stuff when it's all nearly too late, as we all do as we get older. So the redness can change as you get older. So I'm kind of clinging on to the red now.
Yeah. Is it just your daughter that has the red hair? Yeah, you have two little boys as well, I think.
Yeah. No, they have dark hair. My daughter's my only one of my children who has red hair. My brother has red hair. So there was a bit of comfort in that, actually. And he's older than me. And I was quite happy to see when he was a teenager, he got a girlfriend who had blonde hair. So I thought, oh, that's pretty good going for a redhead. And my parents have red hair. You see, obviously, this is the thing about red hair. You never know where it's going to pop up. Do you know what I mean? It's a risky business for any people with any sort of Celtic heritage to have children together.
Yeah. Indeed. Emma, thanks a million for talking to us today. That was Emma Doran there, a proud redhead. One texter says, I've read there's only about 8% of the Irish are redheads. It is something like that. Apparently the country with the biggest percentage of redheads is Finland. I think Scotland is up there as well. There might actually be more red-haired people in Scotland, but I'm over to correction on that. Red hair makes us unique in Ireland. We should be embracing it, not making fun of others. Well, indeed. I would never say my daughter is ginger. She has strawberry blonde hair. Well, is the word now, is the ginger word, that's the word with the stigma attached to it. People with red hair go grey later. That's just as Emma was saying. So that's the silver lining. The problem is that you go white pretty much overnight. Speaking from experience here. Yeah, there isn't there's no intermediary grey period or anything like that. I got the American tourist thing too, an entire busload intrigued by red hair. And then they put a smiley face at the end of that. Well, I'm glad you enjoyed that experience, but I can imagine it's a little, it's like being in a zoo, that American, you know, busloads of American tourists are pouring off the bus have a look at you. All five of us have red hair. One of my brothers was always in trouble, and my mum reckons it's because he stood out among the gang of kids running off from whatever mischief they were all up to. Yes, so easily caught. And if you're discussing it, it proves there's a stigma, says his texter. I don't remember a topic on blonde, brown or black hair, etc. Well, no, indeed. No, that self-evidently seems to be the case now. Hopefully it's kind of reduced. It baffles me. I think people with red hair are just, generally speaking, gorgeous looking.
Moncrief. Weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.